morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is January 15th, 2018. Today we're going to, we're going to do a little bit different format on the Ship Report today because I want to share something with you, a recording that I made this week in an interview with someone's remarks at a ceremony regarding a very terrible event in Coast Guard history. And so I thought we'd just do that today. If you'd like to hear see the ship schedule, I'll put it up on the Ship Report website after the show. So today we're going to talk more about the tragic loss of the U.S. Coast Guard motor lifeboat Triumph and all but one of her crew, as well as the loss of two fishermen and another Coast Guardsman on January 12, 1961. The anniversary of this event 57 years ago was last Friday. Gordon Huggins was a crewman on board the Coast Guard motor lifeboat Triumph that day. He was the only person on the boat who survived. The Coast Guard was called out to a search and rescue case involving a fishing boat, the Mermaid, which had lost its rudder on the bar trying to get home at the beginning of an ebb. The rescue effort involved a 40-foot utility boat, two 36 motor lifeboats, and the 52-foot Triumph. When all was said and done, the Triumph and all but one of her crew were lost, and both motor lifeboats sank. Their crews were able to take refuge on the lightship Columbia, which was at that time stationed permanently off the mouth of the river. Thanks to the quick rescue work of the people on one boat, saving the other, managing to get to the lightship before their boat also sank. The Mermaid was destroyed by a wave that pitch-poled her end over end numerous times, and the two fishermen on board, brothers, and a Coast Guard crew member who was assisting them also lost their lives on the bar that day. This event ranks as one of the worst disasters in Coast Guard history. What you'll hear next is the voice of Gordon Huggins. I recorded his remarks at a ceremony Saturday at Cape Disappointment. Each year, the Coast Guard commemorates this disaster. He spoke to a gathering of primarily Coast Guard active duty personnel, their families, and other retired coasties, as they're called. Here's Gordon Huggins.
It was one of those, and you've been there. You go out, it's a nice day, and all of a sudden it turns to crap. And that's basically what was happening to them. And they called the Point Adams lifeboat station, which was across the river over in Hammond. And they asked for the 52-foot motor lifeboat Triumph, which was a wooden-hulled boat at that time, built back in, I believe it was 1935. We got underway, and what normally would take maybe an hour to get from Hammond out to the bar, it took us almost 3 hours to get out because of the weather. When we were out here between 10 and 8, we were probably going through 30-foot breakers. I, for some reason, developed a nosebleed. The coxswain sent me down below. We got out to about one, buoy one, and I could hear the, you know, working, and we picked up the tow. And then the other engineman that was on board, Joseph Petrin, he called down to me and needed another heaving line. He said that the tow line had broke, and so I gave him a heaving line. I started up on the deck. He says, no, stay down there. He says, we got everything under control. We took the boat, the Mermaid, back in the tow again, and we were using a 2.5-inch manila line at that time. It broke again, which I didn't realize. Being down below, I didn't know that. Next thing I knew, the Triumph went over on its side, and then it kept going. Pretty soon, the overhead was the deck. And I'm thinking, okay, this is supposed to be a rewritable boat, which we'd been told. Well, it wasn't. Come find out years later. So anyway, I was trapped inside the boat for probably 10, 15 minutes. It was taking on water. The water was coming up, and it was getting deeper. And pretty soon, she rolled back over again. I came up on deck, and there was nobody there. I could hear somebody hollering for help. I couldn't see them. I didn't know where they were at. They didn't know where I was at. And I stayed with the boat for about an hour and a half. And then she rolled again. Of course, that threw me off. And I knew that was the end, because being in that water ain't longer than 15 to 20 minutes, 40-degree water, you were done for in those days. Our life-saving gear was basically a chambray shirt, jeans, a foul-weather jacket, and a life jacket, if you wore one. Half the time we didn't wear them because they were a big K-pock and you couldn't work in them. So anyway, I saw aircraft above me dropping flares. I knew that there was nothing they could do for me. That was it. I mean, I figured that was the end of me. And then I guess I passed out. Next thing I knew, something hit me or jarred me. Well, what it was a breaker picked me up and threw me. I hit the bottom, and then I saw lights down here on Benson Beach, and it was two coasties from later on. It was from North Head Light over here. They came out in the surf and drug me back in. They told me later that the breakers out there were anywhere from 40 to 50 foot in Peacock Spit. And I've never been in a wash machine or a dryer, but I can imagine that's probably because all I remember is just being tossed and turned and rolled. And of course, I had what they now know as hypothermia. The next day, which would have been today and tomorrow, I spent down here in the El Waco Hospital and trying to get me warm back up. And in the meantime, the other engineman, he had swam to the Mermaid. The Mermaid had picked him up. And somewhere or another, they'd made it back into the river. The 36535 from Point Adams took them in tow. They were starting back out over the bar, going towards the Columbia River lightship. There was a ship coming out at the same time, and the pilot said that he had their spotlight on both the 535 and the Mermaid. He said that he saw the breaker, go under the 36, hit the Mermaid, and the Mermaid, he counted 11 times that boat pitched. And that took the lives of both the Berdwin brothers and Petron. Anyway, that's what happened that night. God save their souls.
And that was Coast Guardsman Gordon Huggins talking about his experiences on the motor lifeboat Triumph and when he got thrown into the water 57 years ago on the Columbia River Bar on January 12, 1961. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a good day.